Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape on your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. You say, why do you say you're going to lose nothing? Because you're going to lose nothing. What you don't get by my speaking, you get by the Spirit interpretation. It's the Spirit that does it anyway. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Please permit me. There's someone here in your family, there's a strange spirit of depression troubling someone, and you're scared. You don't have to come out. So it's bothering the whole family. One, the trauma of the illness and the person is happening to, coupled with the shame. The Lord will have me tell you this. By next week, Sunday, the way it came, it would have disappeared in Jesus' name. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy but now have obtained mercy. I read a little further. Beloved, I beg you therefore as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from which war against the soul. Let me take it from the Amplified Bible. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of God, who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people at all, but now you are God's people. Once you were unpitied, but now you are pitied and have received mercy. Beloved, I implore you as aliens and strangers and exiles in the world to abstain from sensual orgies, the evil desires, the passion of the flesh, your lower nature, that wage war against your soul. Praise the Lord. Let me start from another angle, this service. You were created for value. You say, what do you mean? You were created for value from what you've read. If I still have the Amplified, you know. He created me for value. He created me for worth. But you see, there is an enemy of my soul that will not want me to attain that value. There's an enemy of your soul that battles day and night to keep you less than you have been created to be. Oh, it's the same story, you know, all the time. Oh, yeah, because that's the truth. And that's why you read 10, 11, quickly. Beloved, I implore you as aliens, strangers, exiles. So don't see the world system as what makes you. They don't make you. If they make you, they will not make you. If your confidence is in the world and its ability, you are looking for trouble. Have you ever experienced the word betrayal before? That's when you put your absolute confidence on what cannot sustain you, on who cannot sustain you. So, as far as the system is concerned, get involved. To what extent? Aliens, strangers, exiles. How? By abstaining from sensual urges. That's what they feed on. That's all they have. Evil desires, passion of the flesh. See what he says? That's your lower nature. You have a superior nature. In the flesh, yes, you have a superior nature. You want to fulfill the mandate of your creation in the flesh. Hey, and why will he sound this note of warning? Let's go back to Numbers, verse 9, quickly. You are chosen. To be chosen means there are many choices, but you are the one. Come on, are you hearing me? So tell your neighbor, you are chosen. Tell another one, you are chosen. The next phrase, that you are a chosen race. You are a royal priesthood. You are a king. Please, some things we try to present you as slaves. You are not a slave. You are a king. He who chose you made you a king. Somebody hearing me? Pastor, you're just talking us happy. God knows I'm not. I'm telling you the truth and the reality of the moment. You are a chosen race. You are a royal priesthood. You are a dedicated nation. There's purpose about you. Anybody can run berserk. Anybody can run helter-skelter. Not you. You are directed. You are targeted. You are programmed. Not like as a robot, but you are chosen for royalty. Kate Middleton, getting married to William. Oh man. By the time they took her in and brought her out, even the way she takes her steps, you'll be forced to respect her dignity. But she has a choice. She could choose enough of this. Let me go back to a commoner. And she will be treated as a commoner. You are a chosen race. You are a royal priesthood. You are a dedicated nation. You are God's own possession. You are the purchase of God. You are special. I'm not just using words. This is from the Bible. And why the choice? Why the royal priesthood? Why the dedicated nation? Why the holy nation? Why the special people? One thing. Of all creations, you will announce and proclaim and herald and publish my glory. I will make you so much the crown of creation. I will deck you with glory that people don't need to struggle to know who you are. And when they see you, they will honor me in heaven. I chose you to show you off. That's what he's saying, ladies and gentlemen. There is more than where you are today. There is more than where I am today. That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I've been thinking about this. Whoosh, I feel the fire. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when you feel so much, you almost could not move. God is answering somebody's prayers. In the name of Jesus, I say there is more. There is more. The fact that you are not expressing something or the fact that you are struggling now does not mean that you are limited. Yes. Knowledge opens a greater level. You see, the reason for all this is so that you can be the announcer, the herald, the proclaimer of my praises. Praise is there here, he says, to set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of who? Him, who? God. Who what? Who called you? Who chose you? Who picked you up from darkness bind you up and set your feet and put you in the light of eternal glory. You are not like any other person on earth. You belong to a race. You belong to a nation within a nation. You are God's special people. Is somebody hearing me? Glory be to God in the highest. To set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Then the next verse says, you see, at a time, you were not a people. But now, you are God's own people. At a time, you were unpitied, you had no mercy. But now, you have obtained mercy. At a time, okay, if you look at Ephesians 2, you find Paul saying the same thing. He said, remember, you were once darkness, cut off from the commonwealth of Israel, without God, without hope in this world. But now, by the blood of Jesus, you were once far off. You have not been brought near. You are the choice child of God. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus. Wow. You see, I found myself in a situation and I had a revelation and I saw the devastation of the devil everywhere and he looked at, there's nowhere to go. Please hear me out. This is true. True, true, true. And I said, what's this? What's this? God, what? Then he turned on me. He said, you can't stand there asking what until kingdom come. But you have a tool. Guess what? I said, the blood of Jesus. The blood, and like a spin, things turned. I said, wow! Oh, that was the wishes of the devil. Clearly, I was still sleeping. And that soft things began to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, he said, you were once, you are hopeless, you are useless. There was no future for you. I mean, you were separated, you are darkness. But the blood of Jesus, what did he do? Oh, the devils are troubled. They're troubled now because there's no answer to what I've just said. I said the blood of Jesus changes things around. Are you locked up? Are you stranded? I charge in the name of Jesus to renew your confidence in the blood of the everlasting covenant and see a miracle today. In the name of Jesus. I mean today. I say in the name of Jesus. I mean today. I mean today. I mean today. In the name of Jesus. See a miracle today. Me, new lockable. So shall the blood of Jesus. Can you see the kind of power you have? Say you were once, but now, he brought this up to show you where you were, to make you appreciate the fact that you are the object of divine choice. Get ready. I mean it. Get ready for heights you have never been able to attain. Spiritually. Emotionally, physically, in the name of Jesus, Christianity is real. It is real. It is very real. Believe me, it is real. When you understand what I'm saying, you will know that the devil speaks all the time, but he tells lies. We were talking to Ruth and Boaz yesterday. And the conclusion I told them, I said, see, we live our lives two ways. Either you live your life focusing on the problems or you live your life focusing on the promise. You don't get the same results. You're human beings like everybody. Same problems that everybody has. But your results will be different. Why? You know why? You know why? He was telling Joshua. He said, Joshua, it's the next level now. Come on. And Joshua was like, hey. He said, wait.
Everywhere the sole of your feet will tread upon is yours.
That's a promise.
But Joshua was still sitting there wondering how it's going to happen. God says, hear me again. Everywhere. Then I began to describe, say, from the wilderness of this, from this, from this, to the river, this, to. So before he started at all, he said, look, Joshua, I have your future settled. So hear me. If God chooses you, your future is settled.
No, you don't understand what I'm talking about.
I say, if you are a choice of the Lord, if you are the chosen of the Lord, your future is settled. You know why this knowledge is important? It will help you walk easily. It will help you progress easily. When you don't know, fear. First, fear stunts growth. It truncates journeys. It gets you into what you are not even supposed to think about. Then number two, it says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Joshua was there to start. He gave him the assurance of victory. Power. Hope. Number three, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The assurance of his presence. Promises. So you either live your life thinking the problem and dying in the problem, or live your life based on the problem. Joshua chose the right. He accomplished. Ooh, I feel the fire again. I feel the victory of the Lord in the house. Somebody shout the blood of Jesus. So you can see that with God, nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible. And when we say it's a new beginning, it's a new beginning in Jesus' name. Okay, fine. It says to show forth the praises of him, that you may set forth the wonders. So I looked at that word, proclaim the wonders, or show forth the praises. The praises is what I'll just quickly deal on, and I'll leave the rest. Get the tip of the first service. I'll get them to get this, because most of what I've said, I didn't say in the first service. You see, that word praises there. I look at the Strong's version. Hear what it says. That is the meaning of praises here. By the way, remember Jesus was talking to them in the book of Matthew. Say, after the mouth of babes, he has what? He has perfected praise. Perfected praise. And then if you look at what Jesus was quoting in Psalm 8, out of the mouth of babes and suckling infants, you have ordained strength. What does that tell you? I'll come back to conclude on that. But if I don't come back there, anywhere you see praises, there is power. And why will he say infants? Why the big man, the old man, the old man is there? Ah, worry, worry, worry. The infants is busy singing and dancing. They hold the power. Don't you think that it's good to become an infant when it comes to your problems before God? How many of you, by worrying, can add a cubit to your life? You don't solve the problem, you destroy the system. Why don't you begin to praise them? Okay. Praise, there is the word areta or aretas. This is what exactly the Hebrew dictionary calls it. It says it's superiority or being pleasing to God. When you are pleasing to God, you attain a superior level. Or the superiority of God revealed in the work of salvation, in his own creation. It denotes in a moral sense what gives man his worth. So when man is found in a place of praise, you attain your worth. You begin to attain your value in life. What about the other part, that the lower nature? The man connected with God. Don't you know that if you ever recognize his presence, there is a compulsion for worship? Except you're not a creature. Anywhere in man, even the trees will bend. Even the goats will call the cow. He is the creator God. Everyone who has written anything about his presence, when they enter, they fell on their faces.
So what way you now make praises? Your lifestyle. The Bible says he inhabits. One statement I did make in the first service, if you find a praising person, a worshiper, hello, you find a divine marker on earth. How did you think he found David? Worshiper. Even the wilderness could not hide him. As a matter of fact, okay, let me finish it. The not in a moral sense, what gives man his worth? His efficiency. Not too tired of make and lose. Not tired of struggle without any income. Struggle without any gathering. Maybe it's time to praise God. This is the meaning of that praise. That's why it says you show the excellencies and the perfections and the virtues of God. You are chosen to show that. How? When you manifest in your fullness, in your worth, in your creative worthiness, in your divine value, and then everything created will back, they will stop and that's what you are chosen to do. That's what you are chosen for. And I put it to you in the name of Jesus, things change for you today, from today in the name of Jesus. See, God's way is easier. God's way is the best. And God's way is the most attacked by the devil. It says virtue, moral excellence, perfection, goodness of action. First Peter translates praises. The virtues as a force or energy of the Holy Spirit accompanying the preaching of the glorious gospel. It stands next to doxa, human virtue in general, courage, fortitude, resolution. So when I begin to read a place like this in the Bible, I know that something has changed about me. From the moment I begin to read, I know something has changed in the name of Jesus. I know I don't need a crowd to sing. I don't need a crowd to dance. I don't need a crowd to worship. The Bible says out of my belly, says there is a music. Making melodies in my heart. Oh, I feel the fire again. Wow. Woo-hoo. Somebody is drawing so much from God here today. Please come back with testimonies in the name of Jesus. Hear what Jakifo said about this. Said the priority of worship is what has been emphasized here. He said, as a royal priesthood, the kingly nature of the redeemed worshiper is noted. The redeemed worshiper is noted. This passage is rooted in God's call to ancient Israel. And then he quoted some scriptures. Draws this truth to full application and prophetic fulfillment in the New Testament believer. By the way, you want to understand that in the Old Testament there are priests. And they do all kinds of services for the people to God. And then one high priest will go in once a year. But in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, you are the temple. You say, how? Come on. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Don't you know that your body and you are the priest? Hebrews, offering spiritual sacrifices. The fruit of your lips, giving thanks. 1 Peter 2:9, are to show forth the praises of God. May we have a high priest. He's passed into the heavens. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. As with Israel, deliverance through the blood of the Lamb is the beginning. As promised, dominion and destiny will unfold as their priestly duty is fulfilled. So what are we saying? The day you're born again, if any man be in Christ, come on, church. Is it what? That was the day you are called from the kingdom of darkness out and you are launched into the kingdom of his dear son. And that's a change in position. You say, what do you mean? You were in the darkness before. Now you are in the light. In fact, Ephesians say you were darkness before. But now, as Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Can't you see you are the light? Anybody born again here? Yes, if you're born again, shout amen. Amen. You are the light of the world. You are no more darkness like the world. You are not the world. Stop envying them, emulating them, desiring what they desire. Desire what God wants you to desire. Your life has changed. You are created to show forth his glory. And that's the place you attain the best in your life. Don't think it's impossible. That's a lie from the pit of hell.
I sense a strong deliverance in the house. Honest, I thank God for. Oh my goodness. I sense a loosening, a shaking. And I thank God for it. You are His people. You are a holy nation. You are a peculiar people. You are a chosen race. So, why are you just saying this? That's the way it works in the kingdom. You declare it. You declare to them who they are. And it sticks. I feel the fire again. I release it. In the name of Jesus. 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 It says, true authority is always related to a walk in purity and a constancy in worship. Okay. So we have been saved and we have been commissioned for a duty, worship. Worship is not just when I'm singing, it's a lifestyle. That's why, that's what that guy got when he sang that song. Let me sing it. That song, I bring you more than a song.
Music fails.
Because wait a minute, anything, everything on earth will fail. But when you are connected in worship, hi. Huh. Sorry. Somebody's daring God. I don't know why. You know what you said? Is this true? If that's true, let God give me a child. If you're not the one, don't stand up. If you didn't say that, don't stand up. If you didn't say that, don't stand up. If you didn't say, don't stand up. But if you said it, come out. If you said it, come out. If you didn't say, don't stand up. Because you're dead, God. I heard it. It's how these years I've been praying. See how pastor is preaching. If it's true, then let God. Where are you? Don't be ashamed. If you said it. I heard it. You're a man. You're a man. Did you say that? Okay. You're coming in the multiples. In the name of, I heard it. In the name of Jesus. She's coming in the multiples. She stopped the message. In the name of Jesus. If God be God. Then that's a miracle. Jesus. It will take a miracle. But Jesus is a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. In Jesus' name. Can you see the tool you have? I told them in the first service, because I tagged this message in the first service, and I tagged it the same thing here. Where are you? Now, every time we hear, where are you, we think God is asking the unbeliever, where are you? Yes, it's true. But it's asking the Christian too, where are you? You got born again to fulfill the complete mandate of His creation. And God is saying, where are you? He said, what do you mean? What I mean is this. Because of where you are, there are certain characteristics that are expected. There should be a well out of your belly. Rivers of living water. What do you call that? Worship. You struggle with your academics so much, struggle with your professional exam so much, struggle with getting married so much, struggle with your marriage so much, struggle with bringing forth a child so much, struggle with making enough to sustain your family, struggle with your health so much. You struggle. That's how what defines life. But there's a solution. Become who He's made you. Worshipper. When He said, where are you in the Garden of Eden? They just broken the protocol of worship and relationship. When Noah was released, the marker, altar, heaven saw it. It was sweet. When Abraham left, everywhere he stopped, the way you know he was going to pass the night, altar. God marked them. God was looking for a king all over the earth. Guess what? He found beyond the wilderness somebody. Worship. Worship is a kind. His eyes are to and fro. He picks it. And anywhere there's worship, he makes a tabernacle. But you see, you are in him. That's why it's not just locating to sing. You are swelling up. Bible says in 67, thereabout, they praise you. And when they do what? They will yield his heart of walking tirelessly and getting nothing. It's time to worship. Come on, Jehoshaphat. Battle, war, attack everywhere. Attack everywhere. They want to kill me. Jehoshaphat feared, but he sought the Lord. Meet them, but our eyes are on you. From the least two, they were worshiping. Then God spoke. He said, Jehoshaphat, you will not need to fight in this battle. Why are you bothering fighting the battle that God wants to fight? It's time to worship. And the rest of the result, as the people began to praise God, God set ambushment. They killed themselves. And Jehoshaphat and the men were watching. And when they got there, they brought all they had ever worked for all their lives. They died and left them. Instead of being killed, they were spared, and they packed all the wealth of the Gentiles away. But devil, I thought you said you would kill me. You're a liar. Can't you see God has not just spared me, he has increased me. Get ready for an unusual increase. Don't fight the battle that God wants to fight. Worship. 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 Pastor, that was Old Testament. What about Acts chapter 16? Come on. Don't worship because you want to get. You worship because that's your nature. You worship because that's what you have become. That's who he has made you. You are fulfilling the mandate of a priesthood. What is that? Declaring the glories of God by your life and by his blessings. And that was the way Paul and Silas were. So how do you know? Why didn't they sing at 9 o'clock? Why didn't they sing at 11 o'clock? Why 12 midnight? That was when they were used to singing anyway, whether they were arrested or not. Just like Daniel, 3 times a day, he will pray facing the east, not because of the decree, but as his custom was. So as their custom was, then they prayed, then they sang praises, and all the prisoners heard them, even those who were not singing, who heard? Every chain was broken. So who says anybody can bind you when you can wash? All doors were open, chains were broken. That wasn't just it. Everyone became born again. What's the most important tool for evangelism? The blessings of God on your life seen by unbelievers. Ever be in your life, spiritually, emotionally, mightily, financially, physically, health-wise, is where you are today. From now, in the name of Jesus, I speak your increase. But the secret is clear. You are a tool in the hand of God. You are a tool unto glory. Hallelujah. You are singing your way to everywhere. You are enjoying yourself, and God is increasing you on every side. And men are admiring you and praising your Father who is in heaven. Your best moments are just beginning in the name of Jesus. I know by next week you have testimonies in Jesus' name. Giving all the glory to him and him alone. We give him praise.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.